Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, reminder, check out the Schmodown Patreon today. Go ahead and click that like button, the bell, and subscribe to this channel. The teams are set, and I'm going to now read the rules of round number one. Round number one in the team's format, 10 questions spanning the entire movie Trivia Schmodown Galaxy. 15 seconds to write down a response. It's teams, but it's an individual exercise of knowledge in round number one. You may not rely on your teammate to get a correct question. An answer will earn you each a point. 2 points available per team. Need more time? 3 repeats are all yours for the entire game, so use them wisely.
Which film in the Terminator franchise features performances from Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, and Mackenzie Davis?
And again, I feel like I like Harley, and obviously I have great respect for Mr. Irwin. He had Iron Man come to my birthday party one time.
Really?
But I think this is Roxy Stryer casting a spell. You may know this better than I do.
I look, from where I'm standing, I don't even recognize the two people I'm seeing on the desk over there, especially Mr. Irwin.
One, pens down, and let's go to Z-Man, Eric Zipper.
Terminator Dark Fate.
Is correct. How about Adam Gertler?
Dark Fate.
And Ethan Irwin.
Wow.
Terminator Dark Fate.
And Nick Harley.
Terminator Dark Fate.
All right, then we move on. Of the following actors, who does not appear in the Trial of the Chicago 7? Michael Keaton, Jeremy Strong, Seth Rogen, or Sacha Baron Cohen?
You know, talking about Michael Keaton, do you think it was the other guys that brought him back?
Oh, that's a good question. I think he might have enjoyed the comedic hijinks there. And he's great in that movie.
He's like the best part of that movie.
You love that guy. Won recently for Dope Sick. Great performance.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, two.
Repeat.
Okay, they used a repeat just in the nick of time. Courtroom dramas and legal thrillers is the category. Of the following actors, who does not appear in the Trial of the Chicago 7? Michael Keaton, Jeremy Strong, Seth Rogen, or Sacha Baron Cohen? Your thoughts on Chicago deep dish pizza?
You know, if I'm being honest, Chicago is one of the places that I have not been in the U.S. that I want to go to specifically to eat something.
There's a Geno's East right here in Southern California. I'll take you.
Is it
5?
Yeah. Okay.
4, 3. It's deep. 2, 1. Pens down, and now we go to the appointment. Nick Harley.
Michael Keaton.
Is incorrect. Mr. Irwin.
I had the same incorrect answer. Oh, at least we were in unison.
Right, Adam Gertler.
Losing the same way.
Wow. And Derek Zipper.
Seth Rogen.
Okay, Derek Zipper is the only person.
Coming in the category of rom-coms, what 2003 Christmas-themed film features performances from Bill Nighy, Keira Knightley, Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, and Liam Neeson? Liam Neeson.
You like that guy, huh?
I do, I think.
You see the new one? The Blacklight, I believe?
Oh, no. He has so many. I recently watched, like, the Sniper one or
I kind of want to see all of them.
I'm into it.
You know, give me an Airplane and a Liam Neeson.
Same 5. Thing in all of them.
4.
I enjoy it.
3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's go to Adam Gertler first.
I love Eric Zipper.
Okay. And your answer?
Love Actually is written there?
No.
No.
Oh.
At least he's honest, Mark.
No, that is honesty. How about Z-Man? Did you have Love Actually written down?
I did.
And Mr. Irwin.
Love Actually
and
is all around us.
Nick Harley.
Love Actually.
All right. They got that one. New releases. And here's the question. Who directed McKenna Grace, Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard, and Carrie Coon in Ghostbusters Afterlife?
I think I saw an article the other day that Finn Wolfhard, it's been like, what, 6 years already since the first year? Anyway, they started when he was like 15, and now he's like 21 or
you
something.
You saw an article, or you actually read the article?
No, I just looked at it. I can't just 4, say it was the headline.
3. Twitter in a nutshell, 2. 1. Pens down, and let's go to Nick Harley first.
Jason Reitman.
As correct. Mr. Irwin.
Jason Reitman.
And Gertler.
Jason Reitman.
And Z-Man.
Jason Reitman.
They all had that
all
one.
All right. DreamWorks Animation. Which 2000s DreamWorks film features performances from Reese Witherspoon, Hugh Laurie, Stephen Colbert, and Seth Rogen? Man, he's everywhere.
Guy's popping up a lot.
I hear he's famous. Do you like his pottery?
Even when he's not in movies.
Yeah, he's just everywhere.
He makes pottery?
Yeah.
I know he I know the first three letters.
I don't.
Well,
he also makes pottery for his first three letters, which is fascinating.
Everybody needs a hobby. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and let's go to Z-Man. He didn't look all that confident.
Home on the Range?
Is a great movie, but incorrect here. Adam Gertler.
How to Eat Your Dragon.
Not in a movie.
That's true.
I'd watch that.
Monsters vs. Aliens.
Yeah, we could barely make that out.
Well, you know what? I'm wearing sunglasses. It's a whole thing.
I understand. We'll allow it. Also, because it was the first correct answer.
Yes, that does
Nick
help.
Nick Harley, did you?
Mark, do you have something against the visually impaired?
You're asking a lot of questions, Harley.
Yeah.
Monsters versus Aliens.
And the answer is no, for the record. Your next query is in the world of the 2010s. And here it is. What famous actor was in the following movies? Kick-Ass, Mandy, Color Out of Space, and Teen Titans Go to the Movies. You talk about answers I never want to have in the Schmodown. It's Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Who is going to write that title down?
And you have to get the punctuation
right. You got to get
right,
the exclamation point in the middle.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
That's why I'm up here with you.
Writers, please don't do that to us. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down. Let's go to the inquisitive Nick Harley.
Nick Cage.
We'll accept Nick Cage. How about Ethan Irwin?
Nicolas Cage.
We'll accept Nicolas Cage. How about Adam Gertler?
Nicolas Cage.
Z-Man.
Nick Cage.
Okay.
I don't really know what Gertler's doing. Joe Cornish directed Louis Ashbourne Circus, Patrick Stewart, and Rebecca Ferguson in what 2019 film about a young boy who finds the Excalibur sword?
We're all doomed. That's my answer if that scenario plays out.
Yeah.
You trust some punk kid?
With that sword?
The sword?
Of all swords.
Not a sword.
No.
The scimitar.
Excalibur definitely trumps the Aragorn sword.
Four.
Just
three.
Saying.
Sorry, Lord of the Rings. It's true. Two. One. Rachel Cushing, I don't think.
She has
she
the
agrees.
Sword.
Pens down. Let's go to Z-Man.
Pretty good movie. The Kid Who Would Be King.
All right. And Adam Gertler.
Nada.
That's a no, Mr. Irwin.
The Kid Who Would Be King.
And Nick Harley.
Yeah, I didn't have it either.
Didn't have it either. All right. And this next one in the category of horror films. Which comedian played the lead role of Detective Zeke Banks opposite Samuel L. Jackson in 2021's Spiral from the Book of Saw?
You a Saw guy?
Never seen a Saw.
I've only seen the first one.
I hear I'd like them.
Really?
Repeat the question, please.
Category's horror. Which comedian played the lead role of Detective Zeke Banks opposite Samuel L. Jackson in 2021's Spiral from the Book of Saw? I mean, you know, I enjoy the scares from time to time.
Okay.
I'm not a big torture porn.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Is that what they are?
Them? I mean, Gertler, maybe.
Gertler kind of made it. Mr. Irwin, maybe his manager. Five, four, three, two, one. Nick Harley, the stunt double. We go on and on. Pens down. Let's go to Nick Harley first.
Chris Rock.
The great Chris Rock. Mr. Irwin.
Chris Rock.
And Adam Gertler.
Chris Rock.
And Z-Man.
Chris Rock.
All right, they all got that one.
Tom Hanks, Madonna, Gina Davis, and John Lovitz appear in what 1992 baseball film directed by Penny Marshall?
Is Chris Rock in your top five stand-up comics of all time? And if he isn't, why are you wrong?
We're just vibing today. I was going to ask you the same thing.
My favorite of all time.
Really?
Favorite of all time.
You know who might be? I think Carlin still might be my favorite of all time.
They both are goat-worthy status.
Yeah.
Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and we go to Z-Man, who looks flummoxed.
I 100% know what this movie is called, and my brain just is bad.
Okay, let's see if your partner's brain is working. Adam Gertler.
It hurts.
League of Their Own.
That's the one.
That is the one. Mr. Irwin.
That's the one.
A League of Their Own.
And Nick Harley.
Just like Mr. Irwin and I, we're in a league of our own, but a league of their own.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, nice. Your question. For 1 point per competitor, which actress appears in the following films? Constantine, The Bourne Legacy, Black Widow, and 1999's The Mummy. Thrillers. Action in there.
The Mummy I saw in theaters in 99, so I was like 10 years old.
Woo! Scared the crap out of you?
Horrifying. Yeah. The Scarabs? Blech.
You know what movie came out 3 weeks later?
What?
A little film called Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Guide.
One of the greatest.
Five, four,
Repeat the question, please.
All right, that is the second repeat for Top Dog. Famous actors and actresses is the category or question. Which actress appears in the following films? Constantine, The Bourne Legacy, Black Widow, and 1999's The Mummy. So it's not to be confused with your favorite Mummy film.
From 20, whatever it was, 17?
You're a weird guy.
Weird guys.
Weird guy.
Weird guy.
Dan Marino's acting.
He wasn't horrible.
He was pretty horrible. He was better in Bad Boys 2. 5, 4, 3.
I forgot.
2, 1. Pens down, and we are now going to Mr. Irwin.
Rachel Weisz.
That is correct. Nick Hartley.
Rachel Weisz.
They got it. How about Top Dog, starting with Adam Gertler?
Mrs. James Bond.
Wow. No, I can't accept that, although it's a game effort. How about Z-Man?
Rachel Weisz.
Okay, so Z-Man gets it. As I give you the rest of the rules here, 5 questions are going to emerge from a category that is spun on the wheel from each team. Questions are worth 2 points in this round unless you need multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number 2. So Z-Man to give it a spin here. And Z-Man, go ahead. There
good
it is.
Spin.
The spin is in, and it is
the Marshals.
They're going to spin again.
They're going to spin it again. All right. Just missed one of those Penny Marshall movies.
Yeah.
Z-Man. So. Oh. Spinning again to Sly and Arnie. We're going to have a lot of one-liners.
Yeah. Sly and Arnie, your first question. In what 2010s film does Arnold play John Breacher Wharton, the leader of the DEA's Special Operations Team?
Sabotage.
That is correct. A nice pull there. Question number 2. Arnold and what other actor who plays Dr. Larry Arbogast star in the film Junior?
Danny DeVito.
Give him 2 more points. We got a tie game here at in Rocky 2. What holiday does the Rocky v. Apollo Creed rematch take place on?
Five.
The 4th of July.
That is incorrect. Now for the appointment, I will repeat the question. In Rocky 2, what holiday does the Rocky v. Apollo Creed rematch take place on?
Thanksgiving.
Is Rocky 2 a Thanksgiving movie?
Yes, it is. Apparently.
I guess it is. 2-point steal to the appointment. A massive steal. In what 1991 John Landis film does Sylvester play Angelo Snaps Provolone? Provolone?
Fine film Oscar.
Well, I'll still give you the points. 2 points there. Your last question in Sly and Arnie. Which famous action star played the villain of The Expendables 2, named simply Villain?
Villain.
I haven't seen it.
Apt title.
We only have 1 repeat left.
Yes. We're going to go multiple choice.
All right.
Okay. The options are A, Liam Neeson, B, Dolph Lundgren, C, Jean-Claude Van Damme, or D, Chuck Norris.
The answer is Van Damme.
That is correct. A 1-point lead here for Top Dogs.
Right, and so they're going to intimidate the wheel. They're looking at the wheel.
Nick like, hardly bothered by it.
They're looking at the
spin.
Wheel like it's a patron trying to get into a nightclub. Jack Nicholson.
We'll keep it.
They're going to keep.
Ooh, I love Jack Nicholson.
Your first question of 5 for 2 points, unless you need multiple choice. Jack Nicholson won his first Best Actor Oscar for what landmark 1970s drama?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Is correct. In what film does Jack Nicholson play David Locke, a journalist who takes on the identity of a dead arms dealer who resembles him?
Appointment really playing with house money at this point.
5.
Thunder Island.
Is incorrect. So now we go to an important 2-point steal for Top Dog. I'm going to repeat the question. In what film does Jack Nicholson play David Locke, a journalist who takes on the identity of a dead arms dealer who resembles him? They cannot go to multiple choice because the appointment did not go to multiple choice.
This is a massive opportunity for Five, Top Dogs.
Four, three.
What a deep question.
Two, one.
Five easy pieces.
Is incorrect, looking for The Passenger. Which actress plays Jack Nicholson's love interest, Laura Alden, in the 1994 horror film, Wolf?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
The Wolves biting for the appointment today, and that is two more points, increasing their lead. What was the former profession of Jack Nicholson's now retired character, Garrett Breedlove, in the film, Terms of Endearment?
He was an astronaut.
Was he really?
Wow.
I've lied about being that at airport bars before. This final Jack Nicholson question. Jack Nicholson co-starred with Adam Sandler in which 2003 comedy?
Something I'm working on myself. Anger Management.
In which the Van Halen song Ice Cream Man is featured. That is correct for two more points. And now we move on to round number three. This is the round that will determine the match. Three questions per team. These questions increase in difficulty and point value. 2 points, then 3 points, then 5 points. For those 2 and 3 pointers, the team has to select who is going to be fielding those questions solo. You may only confer with your teammate for that 5 point question.
For 2 points, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman plays God in what 2003 fantasy comedy, which also features Jim Carrey and Jennifer Aniston?
Bruce Almighty.
That is correct for 2 points. Lead now. What 2010s action spy film, directed by David Leitch, features supporting performances from John Goodman, Toby Jones, and Bill Skarsgård?
Oh, wait, I just know this. It's Atomic Blonde.
I think he just remembered that that information was firmly lodged in his frontal lobe. Right.
DC for 5 points, and to take the lead, demanding 3 points from the appointment. What DC film features the following characters? Dr. Silvana, Mary Brumfield, and Freddie Freeman.
That's Shazam.
Did you say that with an exclamation point?
Shazam!
Yeah, that is correct for 5 points. Sacha Baron Cohen portrays the relentless yet clumsy station inspector in what 2010's family film from director Martin Scorsese?
Excuse me, did you say something cultural appropriation?
I said, don't screw it up.
It's Hugo.
I heard him laughing for the first time, and I heard that correct answer. That is correct for 2 points. In the category of streaming movies for 3 points, who directed the 2017 supernatural crime thriller Death Note, featuring performances from Nat Wolff, Lakeith Stanfield, and Willem Dafoe?
Adam Wingard.
And Joe Winner!
The appointment!
The appointment has won. They have made good on the promise from Roxy Stryer. Andrew getting right in the face. Careful
You've
with
been
those
to my
desks,
house.
Gentlemen. I built them myself this morning, courtesy of IKEA. It is the appointment celebrating a win. There's Chandler on the right side of the desk with Roxy.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.